Hello, everyone. In Psalm 34, verse 18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." When someone is really grieving or something devastating has happened, they don't just need a solution. We're very good at dealing out advice. We want them to feel better quickly, and our society is always looking for a quick fix. But what we need actually most of all in these times is to have someone come alongside us, to connect with us, to feel that grief with us. Just knowing that someone is in it with us brings tremendous comfort. It helps us bear the burden. We all have a deep need to be known and understood. You see, solutions may come later, even after that connection time. But connection, deep connection, must come first. Now, my friend had a hard day at work. She came home and told her husband all about it. He immediately launched into all the things that she could have done to make things better. Now, he honestly thought that he was helping. In fact, he was only piling on a greater sense of responsibility, making her feel tense and irritable, as if she hadn't done enough, as if she was failing even more. If he'd only spent time connecting with her pain first, making her know that her feelings were valid, that he understood her struggle, a lot of the fraughtness and anxiety would have been replaced by a sense of relief and joy that she was understood, that someone really cared about her, and that he, as a person, was with her in it. Think about some of the names that were given to Jesus. One of them, Emmanuel, God with us. Our Father is a very present help in trouble. Learning to sense his presence with us at all times, and knowing that because he as a man experienced rejection, betrayal and heartbreak, that will help us see how he is the one who can connect with us most deeply in the things that we're facing. This will also influence the way we pray, knowing that his love and compassion can really move in. And the way we try to help others will also change. Paul understood this in 1 Corinthians 9:22. He said, "To the weak I became weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I might win some to Christ." So today, don't just jump in with advice. Just try to listen to what someone is really saying to you. Come alongside them. Get into their shoes. Let the love that God puts into your heart touch theirs, and it'll soften their heart. It'll bring a sense of their validation and worth to them. And if you're really going through something very deep, just allow God's love to touch you too. Remember that he understands more than anyone else what's happening. Allow those everlasting arms to surround you and feel the comfort of God. And then you'll be able to pray and experience his peace, no matter what, through thick and thin.